You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
It is not easy to say, I believe in God.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, show us your fatherly kindness in Jesus Christ, your Son. Forgive our sins for the sake of Jesus, and give us power by your Holy Spirit to put all our confidence in your promise of life, all through Jesus Christ, as each of us says, I believe. Help us to believe. Amen. God is one. There is no other. He is the one. He says, you will have no other gods besides me. Hear, O Israel, said his spokesman, the Lord our God is one Lord. The one God has disclosed himself in love to our world. He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Don't ask me to explain this. I don't have God in my hip pocket, and neither does anyone else. I'm just telling it as he himself has told it to our world. Speaking for God, St. Paul said, no one who is led by God's Spirit can say a curse on Jesus. And no one can confess Jesus is Lord unless he is guided by the Holy Spirit. We've come through a period when people were almost hesitant to affirm anything about God. Preachers were not supposed to use God talk. People were not supposed to listen to God talk. The focus was not on the answer, but on the question. An hour of serious talk ended not with a period, but with a colon. There was always more to the question. Now we have come to the point where people need to know some answers to their questions. The answer to the question about God is Jesus Christ. The answer to the question about Jesus Christ is the Spirit of God, powerfully persuading people to believe. What our world needs is faith, not just any old kind of faith, but faith in God, really known in Jesus Christ, and really brought home to people by the power of God's Holy Spirit. When Jesus talked to people about God, he was not just raising additional questions about God. He arrested people, not with legal authority that throws somebody into jail, but with the authority of the good news of God that compels people to make a decision. It's like arriving at the edge of a chasm. Either you leap or you retreat. You can't go on in that tentative intellectual darkness in which all cats are gray. The time has come when you have to say either I believe or I do not believe. That time is now. For me, that time is now. And it is now for you, too. The well-known creeds of the church begin, I believe. The Apostles' Creed says, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Notice it does not say, I believe that. It says, I believe in. It's personal, from beginning to end, from here to there, from you to God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's a world of difference between that and in. You can say, I believe that we're going to have a hard winter or a hot summer. That's theorizing, expressing an opinion. On the other hand, someone can make a charge against your wife, and that's different. You say, you're wrong. I believe in her. That's more than an opinion. It's a thing you know because you know her. You don't know everything about her, but you know enough about her character that you can declare your trust in her. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, and in Jesus, his Son, and in his Holy Spirit. That's more than saying that you believe there is a God, or that Jesus is a historical person, or that God still exists in spite of the efforts of our world to destroy him. I believe in God is a declaration of personal confidence, of personal relationship, and of personal understanding of the meaning of life. What a difference it makes in daily life to say and mean it, I believe in God my Father. If this is true, everything looks different. A father can send surprises, but he will still be a father. He will not give his children stones or scorpions. He always has something good in mind for his children. To some people, saying I believe in God may look like a cheap way to escape the realities of life. Actually, it's not easy to say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty. It's not a glib answer to all the problems of life. When tragedy strikes, glib answers don't help. This takes faith. Faith of a high order in the midst of perplexities to say and mean it, I believe in God my Father. When the scriptures talk about God as Father, they're not talking about a dad who simply pays all the bills. He's not cold and brutal as some human fathers are, and not weak and unimportant as others are. He is Father, understanding and strong, willing to discipline in order to bring up sons who will be men and daughters who will be women. He is not a despot, but he is a father. He is God the Father. You don't pick him, he picks you. You don't possess him, he possesses you. A great deal of the rebellion against faith in God comes from the pretensions of some people who claim to have God as their private possession. He is not the little figure sitting on the windowsill like the household gods of the Roman Empire. He's not the little idea people may have of him, the kindly old grandfather willing to wink at the mistakes of his grandchildren. He's God, under nobody's control except his own. He is Father and he loves. The point of the whole Bible is that God is Father and he loves, personally. St. Augustine once said that God loves you as if you were the only one to love. He loves everyone else in exactly the same way. He is God and he is Father. How do I know that this is not fiction? I know in Jesus Christ. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. What if God were not the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? What if the whole claim of Jesus Christ to be the eternal Son of God would turn out to be untrue? What would our world be like? A Nobel Prize winner once said, once one has become adjusted to the idea that we are here because we have evolved from simple chemical compounds by a process of natural selection, it is remarkable how many of the problems of the modern world take on a completely new light. As Theodore Roszak has commented in his book, Where the Wasteland Ends, that is a new light. It is the funereal gleam by which we travel the wasteland, the light of the dying stars. It is the darkness of the blackout. The prophets talked about a world wandering around in darkness. People in England remember how it was during the blackout in World War II. They tell how confused people became and how they lost their way. Some said England lost more people to the blackout than to the war itself. Real horror is not living in the darkness, but coming to the point where the darkness seems normal, where there is no sense of God and no purpose in life, with every person living for himself and for himself alone. Into a world of darkness like that came the light of Jesus Christ. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, said the prophet. God has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness, said St. Paul, and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. He is the dividing point of history and of life, the change from darkness to light. I believe in Jesus Christ. The creed just sweeps through his life, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, dead, and buried. It all happened in a world where communication was slow. You could have lived 100 miles away from the place where Jesus was crucified and never have heard a thing about it. The world would somehow have gone on in its darkness. But that did not happen. The whole world knows today that Jesus Christ suffered, died, and was buried. It knows. You know why? Because he is the Son of the living God. In Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh. He took our humanity. We can understand him. Understanding him, we can understand God. He forgives. Jesus Christ came under the law to redeem those who were under the law, that we, such as we are, might have by adoption the great name of sons of God. All of that happens by faith in Jesus Christ. We are the sons and daughters of God by faith in Jesus Christ, said St. Paul. So we are. The curse was upon him, and the blessing is in him. I believe in Jesus Christ. For us and our salvation, he was made man. For us, he suffered under Pontius Pilate and was crucified on Golgotha. For us, he died and was buried. For us, he was raised from the dead on the third day as the first fruits of a harvest still coming in. For us, he ascended to the right hand of God the Father Almighty to exercise his rule over all things. For us, he will return in all his glory. That's the gospel. I believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God and Lord. I believe that by the power of God's Holy Spirit. No one who is led by God's Spirit ever says a curse on Jesus. That's what people were asked to say to show their conformity to the Roman regime during the days when they had to prove their loyalty to the whole Roman system. People who have felt the touch of God's Spirit never say a curse on Jesus. They stand up for him and are willing to own him as their Lord. They are owned by him, captured by his Spirit. No one can confess Jesus Christ is Lord unless he is moved and guided by the Holy Spirit of God. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Nothing dull or dead about this. These are not just solemn words, old and venerable. They are the living faith of today. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I can't remember a time in my ministry when people have been so alive to the working of God's Holy Spirit as they are today. There's more awareness of the power of evil in our world than I've ever seen before. People line up for blocks to view some sensational film that treats Satan as a reality. People yearn for a word from God in the midst of a collapsing civilization. It's the time of the Holy Spirit, convicting people of sin and convincing them of righteousness. It's a time of the Holy Spirit, witnessing to Jesus Christ, telling of the righteousness of God that is in Jesus Christ. The drawers of memory are coming open. The flame of God is burning in the world. It is the flame of the Word of God, the good news of God, which is in Jesus Christ. You can pass by a house and know something about it. You can live in a house and know a lot more about it. It looks altogether different from the inside than it does from the outside. It's warm and homey and personable when you see it from the inside. The creed is warm and homey and personable. It says, I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe in God the Holy Spirit. I believe in God. You can't make God for yourself, and you can't know him either on your own. The Spirit of God moves and guides people to say, Jesus Christ is Lord. The Spirit of God is guiding you at this moment. The time is now. Today is the day of salvation for you as it is for me. Paul said, only God's Spirit knows what is in God. Only his Spirit discloses the heart of God in Jesus Christ. Only the Spirit moves people to say, Jesus Christ is Lord. It takes that, the power of God's Holy Spirit. Of that Spirit, Jesus said, it is to your advantage that I go away. I will send him to you. The Spirit of God keeps faith with people in the Word of God and in the sacraments of the church. If there's anything in the church at all, It is that the Spirit of God is working in the world through the witness of ordinary people like ourselves to the power and love of God in Jesus Christ, who is Son and Lord. I believe in God, and so can you by the power of His Holy Spirit. So can you. Out of the darkness, then, and into the light, my friend, with faith that is real, in God who is real, faith personal and warm. I believe. Amen.